B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Have a very special guest on this week's edition of the PG podcast, Bobby Rich. I get to work with him every day.
Yes.
I get to see your smiling, handsome face every morning. And you know what? You do so much stuff to help me, especially through my pregnancy, from putting my shoes on.
Yes. You can't bend over now.
I've gotten to that point now where I can't even reach my feet.
So. I see you walk on the back of your shoes, and I'm like, I can't let her do this. She's going to trip.
And you've also given me a lot of advice or sort of fortune-tellery things that are going to come true after I have kids. I remember you would always tell me my feet would grow.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that happened. So you've been through all this, Bobby. You're not like Mason, our other part of our show, who has grandkids, but you have two daughters.
I have two daughters, yes. And I tell you what, I gained so much weight when we were pregnant. Oh, wait, I wasn't pregnant. I still gained weight. But, I mean, there's so many things that happened, you know.
Right, I know.
Before. And then afterwards, because it was amazing, I guess, being pregnant, you think, oh, this is unbelievable. This is, and then you know.
Oh, you think Evelyn, it's going to be exciting. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then afterwards, it's like, wow, it's 10 times as hard as when you're pregnant.
Counting the days for it. Right. Once you have the baby, then it's really hard. Then it really gets crazy.
The life changes.
Yes, it has. Okay, so, but I want to hear, and you'll throw out stuff about your daughters all the time, so I feel like I know them, but you've got two great daughters. They couldn't be more night and day. And that's what I'm anticipating with my girls. Like, I have one that's a princess right now. I'm guessing this next one, she might be a tomboy.
It happens all the time. Like, my parents, you know, back then you had more kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
my
so
parents
one
had
of 15.
Four kids. Yeah,
okay.
No, my mother was one of, I think,
she really
was
18. One of... Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. That
was,
I mean, her father had, I think, six kids, and his wife passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
So he got married again to a younger woman and had 12 more.
Holy cow.
That was where my mother was. So that's, you know, that's the way it was then.
How do you even know your kids' names and birthdays?
They all had kids, and they had a breeding contest, and they're all tied at 14 inch each, I think. So I've got relatives all over Michigan. Most of Michigan is my family. Yeah,
but, and you don't claim Michigan, so I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
I left when I was 2 years old. I told my parents, get out of here.
I'm sorry, while we're talking, I just got the biggest kick, like in my, I don't even know that her legs can go up that high. Okay,
she's getting a kick out of what we're doing, I think. Yes, yes. But I got to tell people, though, I was I was late at having children because I had a lot to do. I was going to wait till I grow up.
Oh, me too.
I said, I'm waiting till I grow up. I don't want to have kids when I'm still a kid. I'm waiting. All of a sudden, I realized I'm never going to grow up. So I had to have kids.
Did that make you feel like an adult once you had kids?
Oh, boy, does the world change.
Right.
You know, everything is so much more important now.
I kind of feel like an adult now that I have
kids. Oh, yeah.
Maybe with the second one, I'll truly feel like an adult.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not worried. Nothing. Now you want to be there when they do this, when they do that, when they graduate, when they get married, when they... You can't imagine not being there.
Right.
So that makes, you know, it's hard to explain. It makes life so much better because it's not about you anymore.
It's not about you. No, it's about this little human that you care about. And always the expression that's used is your heart is running around out in the rest of the world.
But I got to tell about difference. Let's start with
my
family.
That's what I hear.
My parents had four kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a perfect square. I mean, if you look at the four kids they had, my brother...
Mm-hmm.
My oldest brother, if you look up redneck in a dictionary, that's his picture.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's him.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other brother, if you looked up hippie, that would have been him. My sister, if you look up saint, that's her. That's Saint Rhonda.
Okay.
She hasn't become a saint yet, but she will eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's me. I don't fit any of those categories.
Right.
You know, so that
you're
was
You're entertainer, Bobby. You're Renaissance man.
But it's weird how my parents had four
kids, and y'all couldn't be more different.
Yeah, we were so different, but close. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like, my daughters are different.
But okay, correct. Let me ask you, before we get to your daughters, if I saw you and your siblings together, I would say, oh, look at this family. Do you have similar mannerisms? Do you have similar,
No.
No?
But we do look alike.
Okay.
You know, you can tell we're related.
Visually.
Right
okay,
away.
Physically.
Visually, we look the same. You know,
you
could. My brother and I, he got held back in first grade because he didn't go to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a year younger than him, so we went first through 12th together.
And
even though
the hippie?
That was the hippie.
Okay.
And we said we were twins because people
say,
why are you the same
grade?
We just said we're twins.
Because you got
because
sick of people asking.
Because we look so much alike, though. Mm-hmm. We did look alike. There are pictures of him, I think, are me and vice versa because we looked that much alike.
That is too cute.
So we just said, yeah, we're twins. Yeah. But
right.
then we move on to my kids. I've got two daughters.
Okay. And you have two daughters, you don't mind me asking, with your second.
Well, I've lost track of this. Was one of my many wives.
Okay.
Anyway.
but the point being,
yeah.
Same mother for the two
yes,
girls.
Yes.
That's
the
point
the
I want to make.
Same mom.
Okay.
And
same upbringing, same house.
Yeah. And my oldest daughter, it's amazing how much she looks like my mom.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my other daughter looks like her mom.
So your daughters are Randy and Rachel.
Right. Yes, Randy and Rachel, but they're...
Similarities end with that first initial of their name.
That's it. They are so different.
How many years apart?
They're 17 months apart.
Okay.
Real close.
Wow.
And Rachel is...
no wonder you guys got a divorce.
Yes. Rachel's one of these ones that's nature, you know, mm-hmm. kind of... Put it this way, she moved to Portland. She lives in
Portland. She lives in Portland.
She lives in Portland.
And she fits in there?
Most of her clothes are dark.
She's a little goth.
Yeah.
Is she a vampire?
Loves her dog, loves her animals, loves animals more than humans.
So she may have gotten that hippie gene from your brother.
Yeah. She's one of those. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She belongs in Portland. She didn't realize Salem was even further than her father. So she could have been further away from me if she tried a little harder. She wasn't trying to run from you.
It's just.
And then her sister,
spread her wings. Okay.
Randy, is a school teacher.
And I've met Randy.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Randy's a school teacher, so you couldn't be more different, the two of them. But they're both full of energy because the school teacher is back teaching, but you know what she was doing for a while, and she still
knows. On a boat.
Yes, her and her husband sailing around the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So as a dad, how do you sleep at night when your daughter is out in the middle of the sea somewhere, and we know we have another coworker. I'm not trying to make you worried
right now.
I'm just trying to get into the, you know, I don't try to remind you of it, but now let's talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
We have another coworker who likes to say, but there are pirates out there.
Yeah,
and they're, yeah. How do you put that out of your head?
Well, you can't. You can't worry about it. You just got to accept it. I mean, I look back at what I put my parents through,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
right.
God has a way of getting evil. You know, that's what he's doing. So, I mean... I just have to accept it, and they're not past the Panama Canal yet. See, fortunately, prayers do get answered.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They're sailing around the world. They're starting. They have their ship. They're building. If you look up Learning the Lines online,
mm-hmm.
Learning the Lines is about them.
They've got a great following on there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's watching. But it became, you know, him building this ship, boat,
mm-hmm.
sailboat. It's no motor. It's powered by... energy.
God,
yes.
Wind, nature.
And wind, and it's solar powered. And anyway, they're supposed to take this around the world. And they were down in the Keys on their way to Panama before mm-hmm. they went to the Panama Canal. And anyway, a teacher down there went into labor early, and they needed a teacher, and they found out about Randy. So she became a teacher down there in the Keys.
Fantastic.
So that was great. It was weird how she would be rowing her boat in to shore to mm-hmm. go teach and then back out to her boat. But that's the way they were living for a while. But they did get a place on land. But now they've decided to do a whole year down there.
Uh-huh.
So at least another year they're here.
Right, right.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay, good.
Maybe, you know, hopefully they can put off sailing around the world. But they're planning on going through the Panama Canal, down around South Africa, all the way around the world.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Their videos are online if you want to check them out. Learning the Lines.
LearningTheLines.com Learning the Lines on the YouTube channel.
Right.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you, with your girls being so different, does that mean they get along or they don't get along?
They're best friends.
They are best friends.
That's what's so weird about it.
Okay, and they live at opposite ends of the country.
Yeah.
But they are best friends. How were they growing up?
Buddies. They always.
Really? Because well, what was your secret to keeping them
well,
so they weren't fighting all the time?
Because they were so close. 17 months apart. I don't think Rachel remembers life without Randy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
It'd be different if they were 6 years apart, say. And, you know, you've been an only child for, say, 6 years, and all of a sudden somebody butts in. That would make you feel
they knew how to
different.
Share. They knew how to, and
they're
that's
all
they
about
remember.
Sharing. Okay. That's all about, you know, they've always been together. Just as long as they remember, you know, just like they remember their parents always being there, they remember their sister or brother always being there. That's the way it is.
See, I wonder when memories start now, because I feel like memories are associated with language. The sooner you start to talk, the sooner you start to remember things. And then nowadays that we have camera phones and we're constantly showing our kids pictures of them and, you know, maybe those are getting imprinted more. I don't know. But my daughter, she's going to be 2.5 years older than the new baby. Mm-hmm. But we've been talking about the new baby for 6 months.
Right.
So hopefully it'll be like with Randy and Rachel where she won't ever know any different.
Yeah, she probably won't remember life before her sister.
Right.
Yeah, that's the way I had two brothers, and I don't, you know, they were before me, and my sister was 3 years younger than me, and I don't remember when she was born.
Right.
We just all
showed up, you're all together.
But, I mean, if you had a 6 years older brother, I think it'd be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then that would be an adjustment there. Now, okay, your girls are opposite on the spectrum as far as politics, too. But that doesn't keep them from getting along and being best friends.
No.
I like to hear that, too.
They know what to discuss. You know,
they just don't get into their hot button issues.
Right. And if they feel they're not in the same, you know, then they can, hey, let's pick on dad for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because that they can agree on.
Well, I appreciate all the great advice you always give me. I mean, I need every little bit. So,
yeah. But there's no good advice. It's weird because every kid's different.
I know.
Everything is different.
Got a crazy Sagittarius about to be born. That's what you are. So
yeah.
I need more advice from you on Sagittarius.
I'm a Sagicap.
You're a Sagicap. You're cuspy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah. Could be. Oh, Sagittarius. Could be interesting.
Party animals. That's your party animals.
What's her sister?
Taurus.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have two very, very strong personality
girls.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Evelyn Jade, she's going to be in charge. Well, she pretty much runs the family now, doesn't she?
She totally runs the family.
You and daddy what to do?
She tells us what to do.
Yes.
You know what I realized, too? Kids are a real knock on your self-esteem because, first of all, she tells me all the time, I mean, she really identifies like, all right, mama, you need to put a dress on. I come home sometimes in pants from work and she goes, mommy, put a dress on.
Yeah.
Mommy, put makeup on. And then she's very detail oriented and she's always judging people's clothes. And I mean, it's pretty scary that a 2-year-old is doing that. Or she'll look at my freckles and moles on my arm and said, ooh, what's that, mama? That's icky. Like things icky. I don't even know that are wrong with me. She picks out.
They're brutally honest.
They're brutally honest. And I feel like yesterday I came home and I was so hungry. I scarfed down Lebanese food that we had leftovers, took a nap, didn't brush my, you know, just lied down. So you have like sleep breath and garlic breath at the same time. And I wake up. So she comes in and I'm doing her hair. We're talking and she's like, what's that smell? I'm like, I don't know. Did you poop your pants? Is it you? What's that smell? And I'm like, oh, is it me? Am I sweating? You know? And then I realize, I go, oh, no, is it mommy's breath? And she's like, yeah, it smells like horse poop.
That's what I said. They're honest.
They're honest. And they like really check your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, they have no agenda.
Yeah. Well, just remember, someday she's going to have her kids.
And she's going to get paybacks.
Yeah, paybacks. Yep.
Yeah, she's already starting to pinch the backs of my arms, you know, where I have like mom arms and you feel like you have fat on the back of your tricep, bat wings. And so she'll grab that and pinch onto it. And I get so annoyed. And I remember, Bobby, I used to be in the car and my mom would be driving and I'd stick my hand in the front seat and like make her arm flap.
Uh-oh.
Because I thought it was funny, and she would get so mad, and now I'm like, oh, this is my payback. You're so right.
It's payback time. But just remember, someday you're going to have your grandkids.
Yes.
And you can get back at your kids.
Yes.
You know, and you take care. You go see them when they're good, and then when they start acting up, you take them back home.
Exactly.
You know? My daughters are getting up there, you know. They need to hurry up.
Well, I know.
And yeah, I've already got it worked out with them. I will, you know. once one of my daughters has a child, I will let them take them once in a while. You know, they can have them every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Yeah. You're the best with kids. My daughter loves you. We know that.
She runs
on your boat again. Yep. Well, thanks, Bobby.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the PG Parental Guidance Needed podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.